everyone. I'm Halifax head coach Patrice Geiser here. If there's any questions on Zoom, please use the raise hand function. We'll start again in the middle of Charlie.
Patrice, obviously it doesn't go the way that you guys want, but you have to be fairly positive with a lot of the progress you're seeing in this team in two games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I leave that game scratching my head. Thank God I don't have hair. I'm wanting to pull out my hair because it's just I thought we did enough to get more out of this game. But, you know, I guess it's a 90-minute game, and sometimes your entire outcome is managed by moments. You put, you know, that spell from 40 to 45th out. Maybe if the first goal doesn't come, the second doesn't come. Second doesn't come, third doesn't come, of course. But we'll learn, and, you know, there's no time to feel sorry for ourselves because we play the Mighty Forge on Saturday, and we'll be ready for them. So live and learn.
Is it just maybe, you know, that final ball, that last bit of quality to finish off an attack is maybe the next step?
I mean, you look at it historically in the past year with Ottawa, goals to score on them does not come easy. I mean, I just kind of looked at the possessions. We had 65% possession. We had majority of the ball, but obviously the game is decided by goals. So I think we got to do a better job when we get a lead to leave two games with 1 point when we had a lead both games, which does not happen against them often, is something we just got to get better at. So, to going back to your point, I am happy. I'm proud of the guys because I don't think it was a lack of commitment or effort. I just think our discipline and game management has to grow, and we'll be ready for Saturday. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, why does it feel like that you're, instead of having to come to this team from as alone, you've been able to bring an assistant coach and you've four players that you brought. So it's like, mathematically, I don't know, a quarter or a tenth of the team that you sort of already know them and they
sure
know you. How much an advantage is that?
Yeah, I mean, and we started our preseason out of everyone the last. So the fact that we are playing some attractive football and able to do the things is perhaps a little bit ahead of the schedule that I had for us. And some of that comes because of all the meetings and sort of the principles of play and tactical meetings that we had to bring people up to speed, but also having a group of players that I knew that had an understanding of how and what we want to do here.
And a big boost for League One Ontario. So many players are scattered around the league. What does that say about how good this league is?
Yeah, I can't stop saying it. I mean, everyone looks at League One and wondering how guys will do coming from lower leagues. There's a team in this league that's pretty good called Hamilton Forge that started their first year with a coach from League One and many players from League One. So I remind everyone, including our own players, that, you know, it's just the league that you play in. Whatever level you play, I'd give it your best. And, you know, you look at example, Massimo Ferran. I thought he was fantastic until the end when he got that knock and he scored a brilliant free kick that I've seen him do for the past 8 years. So, you know, it's great, and hopefully this will bring more exposure for the other players that already exist in that league.
And even your, we'll call them your old team, went all the way to Montreal and played a team two leagues above them, and were, you know, in the game.
For sure, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of good players in this country, and I think with everything that's going on with the men's national team and with the entire Canada soccer program, men's and women's, it's growing. So, and as that's growing, there's more and more opportunities for players. So, yeah, it was unlucky for them last night, unlucky for us. So it's a bad 2 days, but we'll bounce back.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah, just a little bit on Mass's on his free kick abilities as well. Just how, I guess, calming in a sense would it be, or is it that that you know that you have a player like Massey who can, you know, convert those low XG chances that you do get throughout the game? Know that you have that weapon on set pieces that, you know, everyone in the league is now, I think, well acquainted with.
Yeah, I mean, so many goals are now scored on set pieces. Teams are going to sit in more and more. And it's not just the free kicks that Mass takes. I think in the 15th minute, I thought he served a great ball for Dan Nimick. That could have been unlucky. Maybe we should have got a goal from. And his corners, we missed it in the last 20 minutes. So set pieces has become such a large part of the football today. And, I mean, he's as good as it comes as I've seen at this level. I mean, I think last year he scored 23 goals in League One, and he scored 7 free kicks, and maybe 5 of the 7 were beyond 25 yards. So his range is limitless. So we're ecstatic to have him as a footballer, as a set piece specialist, and someone who defends and puts in the work every day.
Yeah, I say as well. You sort of touched on it there, but you know, Dan's sort of record with his, you know, conversion off the set piece in college, and Mo Omar's a tall guy as well. Just some of those threats you have, and you know, Ferentz, I guess you have the both pieces in terms of being able to complete that sort of set piece conversion.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And in preseason, we scored a lot of set pieces, but you know, Ottawa puts in a really large number of players in their box to defend crosses. So it certainly made it difficult, but I think all of that started happening a little bit too late when we were down 2-1. I thought we played really good football in the first half. We got more dangerous in the second half. So we got to combine those two things together. But, you know, yeah, we do, you know, we've done well in set pieces, and it's something that we have to be dangerous. Today we gave up 2 goals on set pieces, one off their corner and one off of our corner. So,
yeah, appreciate it, Patrice, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christian.
Hey, Patrice, great to see you.
Good to see you too.
The contrast of the way this team's played compared to last season already is remarkable. Is this something that you'd expect Wanderers fans should be used to? The need to control possession and getting used to home or away, that we expect that this is going to be the way forward?
100%. For the better or worse, 100% for sure. I firmly believe, and so do our team. I just think, Christian, it's so important to have the same identity across. So my ideas have to be applicable to the boys. And they've all committed. We've had a lot of meetings, and they all believe this is the way. I think the best way to defend is just to keep the ball. It's a lot less running, and it's a lot easier to manage things. You couldn't see it tonight, unfortunately. But it's certainly that something we're going to do home or away, because it involves less running. We're more dangerous, and we want to go into every game being able to control and decide what we do and manage the tempo. I think these little silly errors will cut out. I think goals are going to come. We averaged, I think, 3.5 goals in preseason. So it's just putting it all together. I think from 0 to 70, we're beautiful to watch. And I hope everyone's really enjoying it and feeling, not to sound corny, an inspiration from it, because all these guys are just enjoying it. It's really now from the 70 to the goal line that we have to put it together, which will take some time, but not a lot.
Thanks, Patrice.
Thank you.
Any more questions for Patrice? All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks guys. Thank you.
Recording stopped.
Thanks, guys.